WCBS News Time 8:51, just like it ever was. Jeff just spilled coffee all over myself.
What else do I do?
Whenever
around
he wears
here?
A white shirt.
That's it.
Let's take a little trip down memory lane on Jeff's last morning here on WCBS.
Get it all first thing in the morning with Jeff Kaplan, Pat Carroll, and the area's largest radio news team. Weekdays only on WCBS News Radio 88.
WCBS News Time 7:18.
It's a whole new world out there, a colder one, and Neil Bush is flying in a Delta Airlines Chopper 88.
Yeah, traffic's pretty much the same, though, Jeff.
Bill Clinton plays defense this morning.
The president's lawyers try to convince Congress he shouldn't be impeached.
A special report in just a moment from CBS News.
Rangers win their fifth in a row. Tampa Bay beats Green Bay in Monday Night Football, and instant replays may return to the NFL for the playoffs.
Just in time, too. Good morning, I'm Jeff Kaplan.
Good morning, I'm
Pat
Carroll.
The announcement came from the Vatican just about an hour and a half ago. Pope John Paul II has named the Bishop of Bridgeport, Edward Egan, to succeed John Cardinal O'Connor as Archbishop of New York.
Coming up on WCBS New York.
Cops and protesters will be uneasy companions on the streets of the city during day two of the Republican convention.
Rudy Giuliani took the garden stage and some shots at John Kerry last night.
Good morning. It's Friday, April 8th. I'm Jeff Kaplan.
I'm Pat Carroll. Here are the stories making news.
The funeral mass for Pope John Paul has concluded. The bells of St. Peter's tolled. Hundreds of thousands of the faithful applauded as pallbearers carried the coffin back inside for burial.
The transit union is on strike for the first time in 25 years.
Just 5 days before Christmas, and with bitter cold temperatures, 7 million commuters are facing a morning commute with no subways or buses.
The stakes couldn't be higher, with the 33,000 transit workers facing huge fines for every day of the walkout.
Contingency plans are in effect, including carpool rules, commercial vehicle restrictions, and a two-hour delay for New York City public schools.
Mayor Bloomberg is predicting gridlock that will tie the record for all gridlocks.
We have you covered. Our reporters are everywhere this morning.
WCBS News Time.
Oh, it's time to say goodbye.
We've done a lot of news together the course of time, haven't we?
Oh, boy, have we. Yes.
I can't believe that this is it after 10 years. You know, we sit next to each other, about 2 feet apart.
I tell people it's like we're in a car together.
It's like we're cops on a patrol.
Right.
That it's, you know, we know everything and share everything.
I know how you take your coffee. You know how I take, you're the only one who gets it just right.
We finish each other's sentences.
And thoughts.
So there's a little bit of trauma sitting around here this morning. And Pat, thank you for everything and just really being a part of my life in addition to being a part of this radio show alongside me.
Yeah.
Can I say my thank yous?
Yeah.
I'll keep it real brief. Thank you to the people who've been, you know, working with me through the long course of time. Harvey Nagler, we mentioned before, who brought me here to WCBS. Steve Swenson for being a fantastic general manager. Chris Quimby, the nicest program director I've ever worked with. Our producer, Rob Sanchez, who I wish he was here this morning, but we'll party with him next week. He's certainly kept us on our toes over the long course of time. All the writers, the reporters that we've worked with, and the phenomenally professional staff here at WCBS. And the listeners. Now, I don't want to give the big, you know, it's like you're really all part of my family.
Yeah, Katie said that.
Right. Look, I'll be honest. You're not part of my family, but you are something very special to me because we both know in this studio that you can vote with one push of the button and we go away. And you've enabled us to have a certain lifestyle, to raise our kids a certain way because we're able to do this for a living every day. And I deeply appreciate that. From the bottom of my heart.